Okay, so we're going to start learning a little bit about Hanukkah. I think the name of the shiur today was the Greek fight against the chosen people. And we know that Hanukkah is the last Yom Tov of Klal Yisrael. Just started. Hanukkah is the last Yom Tov. It's the Yom Tov. It's the last one. Purim happened before. Purim happened in between the first and the second Beis Hamikdash. Hanukkah happened during the second. Hanukkah is the last Yom Tov of Klal Yisrael. And the Sfarim point out that because it's the last Yom Tov of Klal Yisrael, that means that it's going to be relevant. Hanukkah is relevant until Mashiach comes. It's the last one, and it's something that we're still dealing with. The fight that the Greeks have against the Jewish people is a fight that we're still feeling somewhat. So just we'll spend the next half hour. There should be extra sheets over here. And grab food. We'll spend the next half hour or so just trying to figure out exactly what was the modus operandi of the Yevanim? What was their issue? And are we still feeling it today, and in what form? So you have in front of you, number one is, I typed it up, just to make it easier, and that's from the Sefer Or Gedaliah. The Or Gedaliah, Rav Gedaliah Shor, quotes a Medrash. It says the following, Issa b'Medrash, Rishim ben Lakish, Pasach Kro b'Malchiyas. The Pasuk says, V'aretz ha'isasayu v'vayu v'choshek al p'nei tahayim. The Pasuk in Bereishis is describing the world before creation, and it says there was confusion and darkness. So Rish Lakish says that this Pasuk is referring to the Golis, all different Golis. Ha'aretz ha'isasayu, the world was chaotic. Zumalchus Bavel, it was empty. That was Bavel. Bavel was empty. Shnemar Isis ha'aretz v'nisayu. Uvayu, and there was confusion. Zumalchus Madai. That's the time Mordechai Esther, Lahavias Haman. But then the Pasuk says there was darkness. The Choyshech Zumalchus Yavon. That's the Greeks. Shechshichu Einehem Shal Yisrael. That they darken the eyes of the Jewish people. Gzerisehen Shayisai Meris Lehen, because they made the Jewish people say, and they said to the Jewish people, Kisvu Lechem Al Keren Ashar, right on this horn. She'ein Lechem Chelek Be'lekei Yisrael. It's a little cryptic as to what this means, but the Greeks' whole inyan is to darken the eyes of the Jewish people. So we'll have to try to figure out again over the next half hour, what was their fight? What were they fighting us about? We've had Golis where they just try to kill you. Well, Yavin was different. And as I said, Yavin is something we're still feeling today. It was the last Golis. It was the last Yom Tov, and therefore it's going to continue. It's a Yom Tov that's continuing throughout the darkness until Mashiach comes. It's something we're still fighting. So what exactly were the Yevanim all about? So if Kluger writes in Sefer Ner L'Ragli the following, Hine Malchus Yavon Samala L'Matara. The goal of the Yevanim was L'Shanois Es Hatzura Shel Am Yisrael Mibifnim. The Yevanim tried to change what Klal Yisrael was from the inside. And during the times of Hanukkah, there was a very, very big danger that the Jewish people never faced anything like this up to that time. That we lost a lot of sects of the Jewish people became Greek. That was something that the Jewish people never had before. That we would lose people. They never became Romans. That never happened. La'at la'at nishtane kol atzura shel Am Yisrael. And the entire face of the Jewish people changed. Now, meaning, they were attacking the fact that we're chosen. Understand, v'yudgash zois, this is a very subtle, and that's all of the Greeks. The Greeks are subtle. V'yudgash zois, says Rav Kluge, you have to understand. Ein medabrim ata al averis v'chatoim. The Greeks are not trying to get us to sin. That's not their ultimate goal. It's not just trying to get us to break Shabbos. They might do that also, but that's not what they were about. Rather, Shabbat Shabbayis Risha Nechra Bavin Gimel Averis. We did the Gimel Averis during the times of Bavel. Shahayasham. Ubayashaini Bavin Sinaschinam. And we had times in history where the Jewish people sinned. But that's not what the Greeks were about. The Greeks don't want to try to get the Jewish people to sin. What are they trying to do? The Greeks cannot tolerate that the Jewish people think that they're special. That there's more to Yiddishkeit than just the laws. That we have a relationship with the Bari Olam. That they cannot tolerate. It's not a matter of sinning. You can keep Torah mitzvahs as long as you realize that there's nothing special. As long as you realize that when you learn Torah, God's not talking to you. It's a very subtle, the Greek infiltration within the Jewish people was incredibly subtle, because it wasn't trying to get us to be Mechal Shabbos. It was trying to make Yiddishkeit empty. It was trying to make us feel that when you learn Torah, there's nothing special, it's wisdom. There's nothing special about the Jewish people. That there's nothing, there's no relationship that you have with Hashem. What relationship? There's no relationship. You do what you're told and that's it. It's a very, very subtle. The concept, I'll explain this a little bit later. The fact that there are Jews, there's a part of Yiddishkeit which Rav Kluger says later on, it's hard to put your finger on. But there's a part of Yiddishkeit that's just like, there's a way a Jew talks. There's a way a Jew walks. You watch Rav Chaim Kanievsky and you watch Lubavitcher Rebbe and you watch these big tzaddikim, there's a certain splendor. There's a certain just regalness to the Jewish people. That's what they couldn't tolerate. That there's something special, that there's something more, that you have a guy and a non-Jew, and that Jew is different. They couldn't tolerate that quality. It wasn't the Torah mitzvahs. It was that, Rav Kluger calls it nadinos hanefesh, that there's a certain beauty to the Jewish people that it's hard to even put your finger on. And that's why the Yevonim, they infiltrated slowly. Listen to the same music we listen to. Cut your hair the same way we cut our hair. Walk the same way we walk. Talk the same way we talk. And it's slowly, before you realize, you eventually become Greek. It's the most subtle Yetzirah that exists. It's so subtle that you don't even realize it's happening. It's over time. Like, I've noticed this with Hashivenu people's kids sometimes, that they'll come into shul, and as they get older, this part of the haircut gets a lot shorter. And this part of the haircut gets a lot longer. And I'm not the type of person that thinks that, like, if your hair cuts, then you shake. It's not chas v'shalom. But just over time, they start to morph a little bit. That's a creeping in of the Yevonim. That there's something, what's the inyan that a Jew should look different? I don't know. I don't know. I was once asked by someone, like, the question answer, and like, halachically, why is it that I can't listen to non-Jewish music if there's no woman singing? I don't know. It's very hard to know. I just know that Rabbi Nachman talks about in Torah Gimel that the music comes from the same place of Mashiach. Like, I know it's not good. It's subtle. It's hard to put your finger on. But there's a certain tzura to Klal Yisrael. There's a certain way that Klal Yisrael should have. There's a certain way that Klal Yisrael, because we realize that there's something more to us. We don't want to be like them. Even unfortunately, what happened on Wednesday, was it Wednesday or Tuesday?
Tuesday.
It's a pachad neira. You know, anytime I think maybe we don't need the security outside, I realize you still need the security. What it's black Hebrews. We're the imposters. That's a pella. That's a pella. I mentioned this once. I don't know if I mentioned this at a Thursday night, but I mentioned this once. Like I said, I'm sure Yossi will be Michael, that there was one time where a person left. He stormed out. I said, Joshua, I'm sure Yossi loves all this. Anyway, but people confuse us all the time, so maybe they'll think Yossi's talking about himself. So there was one person who walked out when Yossi was speaking. He made a whole, like, tzimus about it. I said, what wrong with him? I'm like, well, what was the problem? Like, what did Yossi say? Yossi has never said anything controversial. Like, what was... And I asked the person, and he said, Yossi was talking about that the Jewish people are special. And he's like, how do you say that? It makes us different. He couldn't tolerate that. That's the Yevonim. It's not necessarily that this Avera or that Avera or this Avera. It's not Averas. It's how you keep Torah Mitzvahs. It's that eventually they want to infiltrate to make it that a Yid and a Misnavnim, that Jews can become Greek. It's the most subtle Yetzirah that has ever existed. It's incredibly subtle. That's what he even says, Klipas Yavrin Garma L'Shinoi Be'etzem Atzura Shel Am Yisrael, that the Greeks wanted to slowly just change what Klal Yisrael was. And you don't even realize it's happening. You become in the culture, and I'm not going to say philosophy. No, you know what I mean. You know what it is. When you see someone just over time, they're just, you know, what is Mechtam Eliyahu always says, that there's a thing called Nekudas HaBechira. Nekudas HaBechira means that throughout your life, there's the part where you struggle. Then there's a part that below you that you don't struggle with. Yeah, Baruch Hashem, I don't struggle to keep Shabbos. That I beat that already, so to speak. Then there's the part above you, which you're not even struggling with because you're not holding there. You know, the gra dipping water in chal in water because you didn't want to enjoy, you know, this world. I'm not holding there. I don't even struggle. That's where I'm not struggling. No. And then there's a lot of other stuff, but it's not necessary for everybody in Torah and time to know where I'm holding. And then there's the part where you struggle with. So it says Mechtam Yod, the avoida of life is to just every once in a while to sort of analyze, are you going up or are you going down? And if you're struggling with things that you used to beat, if your Nekudas HaBechira is now like, all of a sudden now, like, Kashrus used to be easy and now I'm struggling, you got to mechazik yourself. That's a yoven is. It's a slow decay of what makes the Jewish people unique. And therefore it's not gonna come up on tests. And it's not gonna be easy to decipher because it's not a matter of, they let you learn Torah. But just don't think that God's learning with you. It's incredibly subtle. Rav Kluger points out that the shame that Yavon in Gematria is 66, and the shame Aleph Dalid Nun is 65. It's one number off. It's so close. It's so subtle. That's what Yavon is. It's slowly to try to eradicate from the inside what a Jew, the glory of the Jewish people. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, it's very possible. Go to some people tell you just going there is already part of the problem, but go to YouTube and go check up, watch videos of Rav Chaim Knievel, Rav Yashiv sitting and learning, Rav Chaim Knievel and Lubavitcher Rebbe. There's a certain there's something different. That's what we're talking about. That there's a uniqueness to the Jewish people. That we're not the same. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us in ways that he doesn't love others, and we love him in ways that they don't understand. That's what the Yavon couldn't tolerate. You look at number two, and number three, this is from Rav Gedalia Shor. He quotes, I'll tell you outside and we'll read a part of it inside. He says, Kishin is bainin b'cholak zeri shegazar Yavonim. The Medrash tells us that of the three Averis that the Yavonim got us to have to struggle with, the three Averis were Shabbos, Bris Milah, and Rosh Chodesh. So Shabbos, so let's talk about this. So he says, I'll say it outside, then maybe we'll read it inside. Let's go through each one. Bris Milah is pretty obvious. The Yavonim couldn't tolerate, what's a Bris Milah? As I've talked about many, many times, the whole Indian of a Bris Milah, says Rav Tzadik, is that from the age of 8 days old, before the baby is old enough to know right or wrong, that baby is special. And I want to put a seal on his skin that he's different. It's like a Baruch Hu's chasima, that Hashem can take five babies, and Hashem's like, that one is different. That one was born to a Jewish mother, he converted, I want a chasima that he's mine. You seal something that you want to keep private. That's the Bris Milah. That on 8 days old, not an adult, who knows what he's doing? 8 days old. All of a sudden, there's something special. Something you can't put your finger on. You can't make, there's no difference. They all are goo goo guy. They're all making the same noises. But that baby is special. That's the Yavon couldn't tolerate, that there's something different. We study and you study. But all of a sudden, when you study, you become someone who's able to be Oikar Harim that they couldn't tolerate. That's the Bris Milah. Shabbos. We also know what Shabbos. Shabbos is ois bein yu bein b'nei Yisrael. Shabbos is a special day that Hashem has with us, and us alone. That Hashem won't goyish shavas, right? If a non-Jew keeps Shabbos, chayev misa. He gets a death penalty. Why? Because Shabbos is ours. You don't get to join our Shabbos. Shabbos is our day. It's when us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu eat together. I mentioned this once. Shabbos is like a kid coming home. You don't have to do anything to make Shabbos. Shabbos is holy. Shabbos is Kedusha V'kayma. You just have to be there. A Jew just has to stop. It's like a kid coming home. I mentioned this once. I don't know who this is from, Rav Gedalia Shor, I think, that he says that, you know, if a kid, when you go to someone's house for Shabbos, you bring gifts. You should bring a gift. If a kid comes home and brings a gift, at least in my house, it wouldn't be taken so well. My mother would be like, what do you bring a gift for? It's so formal, it actually creates a distance. Like if you come home to your parents' house and you bring chocolates and like, thank you so much for hosting me. It's like, what are you talking about? Maybe some people do it, and maybe in certain houses it's a nice thing. In my house, I know it would not be received well. Why? Because we're closer than this. I don't know. What do you need? So what do you want from me? I just want you to come. Right? I just want you to be here. That's what Shabbos is. Shabbos is, you don't have to do anything. Shabbos is Kedusha V'kayma. You just have to be there. Shabbos is our day with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just us. So they wanted to get rid of the Bris Milah, which is the chasima on the Jewish body, that the Jewish body is different. And you wanted to make, and they wanted to get rid of Shabbos, because Shabbos is also Beinu V'Emine Yisrael. It's a day that us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu understand. Like the clouds of Shabbos, the famous stories of Yitzchak Varka, that he used to look up and he would say that the clouds are different. You just have to be able to see it. Shabbos is our day. And the more you sensitive you are, the more you realize that Shabbos is different. Shabbos, we get a Neshama Yisair, meaning we're more sensitive. Our Kedusha is more pronounced on Shabbos. But the third one is interesting. The third day that the third mitzvah they wanted to get rid of was Rosh Chodesh. Okay. That's very strange because I don't really know. They wanted to get rid of like the hero sandwiches and wearing white shirts in elementary school. Like, what exactly was Rosh Chodesh? So if you see a couple lines in, he says about halfway through, Be'inyan shel kiddush ha'chodesh, the first word in line is shegazru. Shegazru yevanim levatloi, says Rav Gedalia Shor, but the last one that I don't understand exactly is the yevanim tried to get rid of Rosh Chodesh. Asher bepatsh just ain't a movin'. It doesn't really make much sense. He called inyan kiddush ha'chodesh. What is Rosh Chodesh? Right? Shebezdin Mesadrin Seydech Hadashim. Right? It's a calculation. It's just, we try to make it that the lunar calendar and the solar calendar work out, and some days it has to be 2 days, and one day, like, what's the big Indian of Rosh Chodesh? Like, out of the two, Bris Milah, okay. Shabbos, I get it. Rosh Chodesh, like, what's going on? And by the way, I just want to make this clear. When the Yevanim were getting rid of this, it's not a matter of that they knew this. It's that their neshama knew this. Their evil neshamas knew that these three mitzvahs were defining mitzvahs of Klal Yisrael. So, got rid of Bris Milah, fine. They got rid of Shabbos, fine. But why Rosh Chodesh? Because he says Rav Gedalia Yishur, Av Yesh B'zeh Havana Amuka. It's a very deep inyan in Rosh Chodesh. She'inyan Chodesh Hu Shazman Moser L'Klal Yisrael. Again, what the Yevanim can't tolerate is that there's something more to the Jewish people than just people. That there's something special there. That when you go to a tzaddik, right, try explaining this to someone who has no idea what you're talking about, that all of a sudden, that you buy, I pick Lubavitcher because he's someone who I makusha to very much, that I go to Rav Gamliel. I get nervous every time I walk in. I'm terrified to be in the presence of certain tzaddikim. Why? They're just people. No, they're different. Well, why are they different? The answer is there's something about that person. There's a kedusha by that person that I could feel, and maybe they can't feel. There's more than the picture, than what meets the eye. There's something there that I can't put my finger on, they can't put their finger on. They hate that. So Bris Milah is that the Jewish body is special. And Shabbos is that the Jewish people have a day that's special. So what's Rosh Chodesh? So he says, you know what Rosh Chodesh is? Rosh Chodesh is that Hashem gave over the keys to this world to the Chachamim. Think about it. When is Pesach? All of the Yom Tovim. Right? If you eat on Yom Kippur, it's Chayv Karis. If you eat the day before, it's a mitzvah. Right? And when is Yom Kippur? It's when we decide Yom Kippur is. Right? If the Chazal decide to make a two-day Rosh Chodesh, then Yom Kippur is a day later. If they make 1 day, it's a day earlier. That's power. The Chazal have the ability to change Teva. That they could define when a day is. That all of a sudden this is a Yom Tov, and that's Tisha B'Av, and if they change it, then the day changes. That's power. That those Rabbanim don't just have knowledge. They have the ability to change this world. They couldn't tolerate that either. He says, I'll just read this aside. He says, She'inyan Chodesh Hu Shazman Moser L'Klal Yisrael. Rosh Chodesh is that Chazal are not just wise people who could tell you answers. They are in charge of defining the year. Shehim habaylim al azman. They are in charge of time. Shekadosh Baruch Hu kaviyachol that Hashem, so to speak, moser hazman lebezdin. That the year and all the holiness in those days and the definition of those days, you decide. That's power. That Hashem trusts His children to control this universe. That's power. Again, the Yevon couldn't tolerate that. And like I said, the tools of which they infiltrated the Jewish people is subtlety, because they're one number off. All they want to do, they don't want to get you to stop learning Gemara. They just want to get you that when you learn Gemara, you forget about God. And they want to get it that when you daven, there is no God. and they want to get it that there's nothing special about you or about your religion. You do stuff, they do stuff. You go to your synagogue, they go to their churches. That's it. It's all the same. If you look at number four, this is the Lubavitcher Rebbe, Oitz Lekut Yisichas, he says the following. Pnimius, he speaks this out. Ki inyan Chanukah, the whole inyan of Chanukah, hein akzeres hayevonim biyom mahem, both the gezerah of the Yevonim in those days, meaning the decrees against us, the negative decrees against us, and hein mesiris hanefesh, shall Yehudim ba'isam ayomim. And notice also, if you want to know what the fight was against, what was about, what was needed to break the fight, what was needed to win, Klal Yisrael had to be meiser nefesh. They had to have a small amount of soldiers almost give up their lives in a suicidal mission to try to fight for Yiddishkeit. That was what was necessary. Why? So says the Rebbe like this, Shabbos and Esa Chanukah, the very fact that in order to make the miracle happen, the Jewish people had to suicidally give up themselves, that Rabim Ami Ad Miatim, that to have a small amount of Jews, a couple hundred, going up against tens of thousands, which is a suicidal mission, that was what was necessary in order to break the curse of the Yevonim. What does that tell you about what the fight was about? It says the Rebbe like this, Heim Dvarim, the entire fight, the entire tug of war, at that center, between the Jews and the Greeks, is Hanoigim Bihiskashrus Ben Yisrael Kadosh Baruch Hu, is our relationship with Hashem, L'mayla Mitam V'das. That doesn't make sense. There are parts of Yiddishkeit that make sense. There are a relationship with Hashem that I could quantify, that I could explain. And then there's parts of Yiddishkeit that, it makes no sense. It's called L'mayla Mitam V'das. There's the mitzvahs, and then there's all of a sudden that Hashem, in addition to the mitzvahs, there's the relationship that we have. I can't explain. A lot of, you know, Hashem loves you. All those terminology, Hashem loves you. Why? I don't know. It doesn't make sense. It's not something I've done to deserve it. It's just, it's like the child's, a parent's love for a child. It doesn't make sense. It's lemaila mitam v'das. It's coming from a part of you that's above intellect. It's just innate. The Rebbe says that's what the fight was about. The part of Yiddishkeit that's not quantifiable. The part of Yiddishkeit that's above intellect, that's above rationale, that's super rational, that I can't explain. That's what they were fighting about. He explains, Materek Zeris HaYevonim Hoysa. Again, the Yevonim weren't interested in getting you to stop keeping Torah mitzvahs. The part of Yiddishkeit that's here and that's here, they have no problem with. They have the part of Yiddishkeit that they couldn't tolerate is the part above your mind. The part that I can't explain, that when you have two people, and one of them is Lubavitcher Rebbe, one of them is Chaim Kanievsky, that man is different than the old man in the street, who's also very knowledgeable, you have a really smart professor, that one is different than the other, and I can't explain why. Kedusha. I don't know what that means. It's, you sort of, if you get it, you get it, if you don't, you don't. That this, his neshama is holy. I can't. It's above Chabad, it's above intellect. It's that there's an Adinus HaNefesh, that there's something there, there's a Kedusha that my Neshama is sensing that I can't get into words. That's what the fight was about. And that's why it's such a hard, difficult fight that we still have today, because I can't put my fingers on it. And that's why if you walk away from the Shir and say the fight of Yevonim is so sensitive that you can't really put your finger on it, that's the truth. So says the Rebbe, therefore, Materis Gzeris Yevonim Hoysa, the Gzeris the Yevonim was, we say in Alanisim, Lashkicham Torah Secha, to forget your Torah. Not to forget Torah, your Torah. Meaning what, says the Rebbe? Torah Shalach. Helikus Shebetorah Shilamayla Me'asecha. They wanted you to forget that there's God in the Torah. The actual book and all the laws that's here, no problem. But you want to say that all of a sudden there's the Kedusha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whose name is found in the Torah, things that most people in the world think were crazy, that I have no interest in. Lashkicham Torah Secha, that it's your Torah. Lo yeichbis lahem shebnei Yisrael yimdulu as seichel v'chachmas haTorah. They didn't have a problem if the Jewish people keep Torah mitzvahs. Keep Torah mitzvahs all you want. You want to do it, fine, as long as it's rational. As long as you just want to say, I learned Torah because it's wisdom. Fine, go for it, says the Rebbe, go for it. Yevonim had no problem with that. Ritzoinim haya, what was their issue? Shlo yurgash b'limana Torah. That when you learn Torah that you shouldn't feel, she Torah secha. That it's God's Torah, shal kadosh baruch hu. It was on the part of Yiddishkeit that doesn't make sense. On the part of Yiddishkeit that leaves the intellect and the emotion and becomes more. That's what they couldn't tolerate. And what was necessary to break that spell, so to speak? The Jewish people had to give up their lives. You know what the greatest sign, the greatest form of connecting to that part of Yiddishkeit that's not intellect and that's not emotion, that's above? Right, there's intellect of Torah, and there's emotion of Torah, and then there's just that part above, that part that's just feeling, that I can't put my finger on, that I just want to be connected to Hashem. I don't even know what that means. That part that Yevon couldn't tolerate, that there's something more to Torah than just knowledge, that there's God in the Torah. You know what was the greatest form of that? Willing to give up your life. Giving up your life does not make sense. No one can rationalize that. On the contrary, you will rationalize. God would probably want me to live to fight another day. So why does a Jew give up his life? So it says the Baal HaTanya in Perek Yates, what part of the neshama is being triggered to be willing to give up your life? That part of the neshama that's so connected to Hashem, not intellectual, not emotion, that part of a neshama that's just so mechuber, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that I can't put my finger on, that's normally dormant, that's called Yechidah, that part of the neshama that's just so connected to Hashem, that's not willing to leave him, and it's, if it means dying, so what? It doesn't make sense. I don't care. We're not dealing with the part of Yiddishkeit that's rational, that's Chabad. We're dealing with the part that Yevonim couldn't tolerate, that there's something special and different. He says, Gam avoydes b'nei Yisrael ba'oysa yizman. The Jewish people at that time, that what they needed to do to break the curse was, they had to do something that was above intellect. That was, you know, that's more than just on the page. That you can't put your finger on. That I'm not willing to live my life being a Christian. I'm not willing. I don't care what you say. I'm not willing to do it. That part of Mesiris Nefesh, that part of Dveikus by Hashem, which is the opposite of Yevanim, they're all books. And this is not in the books. This is just, it doesn't make any sense. Why would you die for this? It doesn't make sense. If it's wisdom, don't die for wisdom. The answer is, it's more than that. It's everything. And the Jewish people had to be meiser nefesh to show that Yiddishkeit is not just laws. It's much more than that. It's everything. It's everything. When the Jewish people did that, it was so opposite of Yavon, which is trying to make Yiddishkeit just laws and everything and like everything else in the world, the fact that the Jewish people are willing to give up their lives and show that this world is nothing compared to Yiddishkeit. That was such the opposite of Yavon, that was able to be machnia the klipas, that was able to destroy the klip of Yavon. So he says, Heim yotzu li'ilachem b'yavonim etok mesiris nefesh, that the Jewish people were not willing to live one day if it's not like a Jew, that I'm not willing to be like everyone else. I am willing to give up my life because I don't want to be like everyone else. I have to be special and different and unique. Torosayu mitzvaysa, for the Torah mitzvahs, not for what's written on the page, but because there's a part of my neshama that's so connected to Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's so different than the world, that I'm willing to die for that. When the Jewish people show that that's what they were willing to do, hari inyan ha-mesiris nefesh kulei l'mayla min ha-seichel. That was what the Yevon couldn't tolerate. They're all about rationalization and making Judaism like any other religion. So why would you die for it? I'll end off with this last paragraph. I know it was shorter today. And again, I don't know if I'm being clear. I think the whole Indian is that it's not clear. But let me read you the last paragraph from Rav Kluger, and hopefully it helps a little bit, of understanding what the Yevonim are. And I think it's very clear that this is what the fight is still today, that that's what we're fighting today, especially in America. He says, Advarim Chayzer Menasim. It happens every year. Beyom Mahim Bezman Azeda. This time of the year, around the time of Chanukah, Bezman Shevene Yisrael Madlikim Neiris Chanukah, that when we're getting ready to light the candles, and we're getting ready to enter that world called Chanukah, Kol Yehudi V'Yehudi Mekabel, Es Koyach HaChashmonoim. We get that power of the Chashmonoim. Every Jew gets the power of the Chashmonoim. Lokum, to stand up, Lilochim Al Nafsha, and to fight for your life. To fight what they fought for, which is what the Jewish people are. What more than just keeping Torah mitzvahs, that part of Yiddishkeit, You know, there's a very unbelievable letter from the Ish Kodesh that he writes on his 40th birthday. I mentioned it many times. It's one of the most amazing paragraphs. On his 40th birthday, and this is all I'm talking about in one paragraph. I wanted to print it out, but my brother borrowed the sefer. I don't have it yet. On the 40th birthday, he writes this in Tzav HaZaruz, that he says that he was analyzing his life of where he's holding. And he says that he thought about it. He said, I don't know what to work on. Because he says, when it comes to keeping Torah mitzvahs, I do. I learn Torah every minute that I can. And he says, if it means not doing Averis, I don't do Averis. Ish Kodesh writes this, his own diary. I don't do Averis. So he says, so what am I missing? Ma chosili. So he says a line that just like shook me to my core. He says, Poshet liyos Yehudi chosili. Poshet what it means to be a Jew, I'm missing. Meaning, there's more to Yiddishkeit than just Torah and mitzvahs. There's how you perform Torah and mitzvahs. Who are you connecting while you keep Torah and mitzvahs? You could keep Torah and mitzvahs in a dry way, and then the Yevanim won. You could not do any Avera, but you could lose exactly what it means to be a Yid, and then the Yevanim won. He said, Poshet liyos Yehudi chaserni. He says, I'm like a picture. I'm like a painting. He said, I'm the perfect image of a Jew. So ma chaserli? Just like a painting is missing a soul, I'm missing a soul too. I mentioned this once, that there was a song that Shlomo Karvach used to sing. It was a Yiddish song that they used to sing before the Holocaust. It's called Gvalt Shein Brider Vashloftu. It's basically how they would wake up kids. And it was basically, Gvalt, how are you still sleeping? It's time to daven. If you're not going to daven, how are you going to get into the next world? It's pretty heavy Musa. And then it says, then after the davening, it's time to say Tillim. You're not going to die, you're not going to say Tehillim. It's time to learn. It goes to the whole thing. And the last one is Gevalt Shem B'Yidav HaShlof Tzirag. Gevalt, my brother, you're sleeping. Tzisra Yitzai Tzayin Yid. It's time to be a Jew. There's a part of Yiddishkeit, and it doesn't mean the fifth chelik of Shulchan Aruch. That's just midos. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about that there's a part of Yiddishkeit that's everything into the Torah mitzvahs. Not just to do it in root, not just to do it because that's what you're told to do, but to do it because there's something there. There's something there that the Yevanim can't tolerate, that I believe there's something there. Something there so much I'm willing to die for. That's the passion of Yiddishkeit, is what the Yevanim tried to remove. That the Jewish people have the splendor and beauty and just fire. That's what they tried to remove. And he says like this, Kol Yehudi v'Yehudi mekabelus koyach hashmonayim lokum le'lochem al nafshoi, says Rav Kluger, every year, this time of year, the Jewish people get the koyach to stand up and to fight again. Einenu oiskim klal ben yoni averis chas hashom. And Rav Kluger says, I'm not talking about not doing averis. V'afilu lo yal noisim shoyreinu rabbi seinu chach mi'adar linozim mehem. And I'm not talking about avoiding rabbinic prohibitions. It's not what we're talking about. Ela hamaduberhu, we're talking about the subtlety of what it means to be a Jew. That there's a certain way a Jew walks and a certain way a Jew talks, and there are people who will watch this will have no idea what I'm talking about. That there's a certain tzinius, there's a certain just privacy that the Jewish people have. There's a certain splendor the Jewish people have that we don't want to be like them. That we don't need to talk in a certain way and walk in a certain way and dress in a certain way. We don't want that. I don't want to be in Times Square that you can't tell that I look like everyone else. There's a certain... Why would a prince want to not look like a prince? And we're not talking about Torah mitzvahs. We're talking about the splendor of Yiddishkeit. And he says like this, Elamaduberhu, what are we talking about? What is the fight of the Vonim? Because they'll let you keep Torah mitzvahs. They're all about subtlety. They're one number off of Shem Aleph Dalet. They're one number off. They're subtleties. They're all about the subtleties of life that sap away just what it means to be a Yid. That eventually you just don't realize that over time you've just been davening the same way for 10 years. And you haven't thought about anything. And you just go through life without something more. He says, and says Rav Kluger, I can't put my finger on it. It's not just me. I can't put my finger on it. It's impossible to define specifically what it is. And this is not being yeshivish, and not being from... There's a certain subtlety to Yavan that I can't put my finger on. And it's not sins. I don't know what it is, says Rav Kluger. What is it? The beauty of the Jewish soul. sounds very Rav Kookian. The beauty of the Jewish soul, that's what they're attacking. That there's something to the Jewish soul, there's a beauty to the Jewish soul, that's what they're attacking. And that's what every year we get the koyach for. I saw he quotes that the Arizal said that when you light the Chanukah candles, lahadlik ner shel Chanukah, the first three letters spell out nafshenu chigsa lahavaya. And you should think about those three words when you light the candles. That nafshenu, my soul, chigsa is waiting for you. That there's a certain yearning that the Jewish people have. There's a certain feeling that when you daven, you should feel something. You should want more. That's what the Yevonim take away. And the way maybe it looks, maybe it looks the way people dress, the way people act, the way people talk. I don't know how it looks. But over time, that's what they're trying to get at. They're trying to make Yiddishkeit empty. Just dull and just unexcited. And the part of Yiddishkeit that's alive and on fire, that when you see a tzaddik dancing up and down, you see Rav Melech jumping up and down, eventually Yavon will make you think they're crazy. That's what Yavon meant. And you know what? It's creeped into Klal Yisrael. It has. It's crept into Klal Yisrael in a major way that I told you this. I mentioned this last week. That a guy from a regular yeshiva told me that he can't talk to someone, one of our chevra, because he got like a payas and a beard like this. He's like, I don't even know how to talk to a guy like that. I'm like, he's a regular guy. Well, what's crazy? Why can't you talk to him? He's different. Okay. There's a certain beauty to Klal Yisrael that over time the Yevonim remove. And that's what you have to fight, and it's a subtle fight. But like I said with the Mechtam Elio, you got to just analyze yourself and just see which side of the fight are you on. Are you looking for something, or are you looking at the people that are looking for something as if they're crazy? That's what Yevonim want. That the people that are looking for more in Yiddishkeit, that the people that want to feel something, that nafshenu chigsa lahavaya, that my soul wants something more. That when I go to shul, I maybe don't want just to sit in a place with 12 other Jews and get it over with and get it done. That I want more. Why? Well, what's the problem? I'm yoytze the choladeus. Yeah, but there's something more. That's what the Yevonim are fighting for. They're fighting for that subtlety of Adinus HaNefesh, that there's a subtlety, that the Jewish person is more than this, that they're special, that they're on fire, they're alive with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what they're fighting, and it's a subtle war, but it's a war we're still feeling today. And we have to mechazek ourselves this time of the year to realize that it's a war that we can fight, and we will fight, and we'll win. But you have to daven for it. That to just try to want more, that there should be more to Yiddishkeit than just the basic laws. They want to remove everything that means anything to Yiddishkeit and just make it into a box of dry, just Elehem Asechol Esasalachem, as the Ishvitzer used to say, that the Pasuk says, don't make a molten idol. The Ishvitzer says, don't make Yiddishkeit metal, that it's so rigid and it's just unenjoyable anymore. That's what they're fighting against. They're fighting that there's something special to Yiddishkeit, there's something more, that the Jewish people have a relationship that they don't understand it, because they don't understand it, they're afraid of it, and they fight against it. We have to mechazik that part of our relationship. It's more than Torah mitzvahs. It's what makes us, it's like a parent and a child, what makes them, it's the inside jokes. That's what it is. I should have called it that. Chanukah is all about the inside jokes between us and Hashem. It's not just the laws. Everyone can have laws. There's a certain inside joke, there's a certain wink that relatives have, that a husband and wife has, that the brothers have, there's a certain smile that I know something, I know what he's thinking about. That's what they're fighting against. Like Minhagim, which is just, we know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. It's not that, I know. That's what they're fighting against. And it's a subtlety. But you have to mechazik yourself and try to find the subtleties in life. And that's what they're fighting against. And it's happening. It's, as I said, I started the whole shiur by saying that Yavon's Melchama of Yavon continues. It continues and continues, and it just gets stronger. I have to mechazik ourselves to make sure that we don't let Yiddishkeit become just a chachma. That's why the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, because Shalei Baruch Hu B'Torah Tchila, they didn't make a bracha before, because they looked at Torah as just laws, nothing else. There's nothing more than that. The mechazik yourself and realize that when you learn, when you daven, you're speaking to Hashem, and when you learn, He's speaking to you. Kepshuta Mashmoi, there's someone there. You can't forget that. And that's what they want to do. They want to make you forget that. And mechazik ourselves, we should daven, that we should nafshenu chiksa lavaya, that we should always be on fire, always want. I consider it a badge of honor that I spoke to my brother about this when he named his shul. I remember he came over to me during davening once. This is when he was already figuring out. He came over to me, I was chazan, and he asked me, is there a problem with erasing the name Hashem, just the letter Hey with a strechel? So I said, yeah. I showed him what we're talking about. I said, why? He said, think about something. He called this shul Kal Mevakshei Hashem. I consider it a privilege and a badge of honor that our shul is called a place of Mevakshim. It means to want more. That's the greatest thing that Hashem could define a Jew, is that he wants more. Because there's more to it. The Yevanim want to make us think that there's nothing more to it, that there's the Jews and there's the black Hebrews and all these things. No, there's one people and one people only, and there's more to it than they'll ever understand. And because people don't understand it, they're afraid of it, and unfortunately that leads to terrible things. But Lamaisa, we can't let those people win and all these things win by just defining ourselves as being an empty, just, yeah, okay, we have laws, they have laws. We have a rabbi, they have a priest. No. It's mikotz al kotze, it's from opposite sides of the universe. Mechazik ourselves with this. We can't let Yavon the creep in. We have to always stay at 65. Can't get to 66. At Shema Aleph Dalid, which is 65 and not to 66. We mechazik ourselves. Make sure that Yavon doesn't creep in. And if that means just... That's the... You know, you can redefine the shir. Why listen to Jewish music? That's why I listen to Jewish music. Not because of any halacha. It's not because of Belsky. I don't care about that. It's because I think that the Yavonim... I think that there's a certain adinus, that there's a certain beauty when you listen to Shlomo Karbach singing Lamana Chai V'Rei'ai that I haven't heard anywhere else. I don't listen to non-Jewish music. Maybe it's out there. I haven't heard it anywhere else. I don't think there's anybody out there that can capture when Eitan Katz is singing, you know, Lamancha. I don't think that it's out there. That's an adinus hanefesh, that there's a certain sensitivity, there's a certain fire, a certain beauty that's below the surface. It's a me'ashiloch, it's a subtle waters that run deep. The mechazik is over this, and like I said, we shouldn't have to go through any more tzaras. Chanukah should light, should megala, the real light of Mashiach. Meher b'meinu, amen.